Hello everyone, before I start, Yatima of Kanishi painted a picture for me, and I think it looks great, and I like to use art that people do for me in at least one video to show my appreciation. So, thank you, I'll be using it as the background of this video. So Mr. TARDIS Reviews has posted an update on his Facebook page, and I'm going to read it because I think it's very fair. It's been a busy 16-17 hours. Okay folks, I would like to apologise for making the accusations I did against Sargon of Akkad. I don't like the guy or his views, but that's still no excuse to say what I did without presenting substantial proof. As I've said in the past, I don't expect people to always agree with me, but I at least try to make people understand. It's the reasoning that says, I disagree with your points, but I see where you're coming from. So let me say this. When I made my accusation and I was asked to provide proof, I provided a source. The source did not contain what I thought it did. I did not watch the video before providing the source, and as a result, it was not the correct video to link. I apologise for the mix-up, and I admit I made a mistake, and should have watched the video before providing it as proof. I had it in my head that it was that video that Sargon made the comments I said he did, and this was incorrect. This, understandably and rightfully, makes me look like an idiot. And I'll admit, I was slash am an idiot for making a strong accusation like that, and not having the correct evidence ready. Also, concerning what I said about understanding, those who have been introduced to me through this mess up on my part, I would like to say that I'm not a rambling SJW or the type that makes accusations like I did on a daily basis. This is not a regular occurrence here, and I'd like you to take that into consideration. Obviously, this is me asking for those to give me the benefit of the doubt when I've done very little to deserve it with my accusations, but one look at my YouTube videos and my Facebook feed from my website shows that I'm not the type of person who tries to expose people or name call or bully or try to shame. I review movies and British TV on YouTube and on my website. This debacle has shown me that I should stick to that concerning my social media as well. I've made one Gamergate related video, and it was for the Law & Order SVU episode, and that was more a look at how the episode used literal examples to hold a mirror against the online community for narrative purposes, which I found interesting and wanted to talk about. I endeavour for social equality, and I hate seeing bigotry going challenged online, which is why I'm so passionate and vocal about this stuff, but the way I've gone about it in this case was not the right way. Obviously, this has not changed my views. I still believe that we should strive for gender, racial, sexual, etc. equality, and that's something I'm not ashamed of. But I think in the future I'll be less vocal about it, or at least find a more suitable platform for those type of discussions. And finally, like I've said time and time again, I never try to deliberately misinform my readers' viewers. This was no exception. Obviously, I make mistakes and I will own up to whatever I do. This has not been a case of I dislike the person's views online, what lie can I make up about them? Regular followers of mine will know this of me, and like I said, what has happened over the past day is not a regular occurrence because I don't do that to people. I never deliberately misinform and I do not lie. As I've said before, what would be the point? And if I was going to lie, why would I pick this one? But in this case, I should have had the correct evidence ready when making the accusation as strong as I did. Until I do find such evidence, I retract my statement that Sargon of Akkad ever said feminists deserve to be raped. Like I said, I don't agree with his views, and if we met in the street, he seems like the type of person I would not get along with. But I do apologise for making such a strong accusation, not having the correct evidence to present. Sargon, I apologise. My readers, viewers, I also apologise to you. You should expect better of me. I also apologise to Sargon's viewers, as this can't have been a good first impression of my work. Even if you folks can't forgive me, I hope you can at least understand that this is not a regular occurrence, and this is not regular behaviour for me. By all means, call me out when I do something stupid. It's the only way I learn. And in this case, I deserve to be called out on, though there was a lot of genuine ugliness in the comments section sent to me personally, which I do not think was justified. But thanks to those who messaged me with your support and understanding, I appreciate it. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to be a bit quieter over the next couple of weeks, and I've got some TV to make. Also, sometimes I just need to shut the fuck up. I'd like to thank Mr. TARDIS Reviews for retracting his allegation against me. I obviously do not think anyone should be raped, no matter what their ideological beliefs. I really appreciate the frankness of his apology and I have absolutely no problem accepting it, and I'm more than happy to let bygones be bygones. Believe it or not, we do actually have very, very similar goals. I agree with all of the concepts of gender equality. I think maybe you should consider whether you believe in equality or equity. I believe in equality of opportunity, and if you are someone who is pro-social justice, you may find yourself as the sort of person who believes in equality of outcome. It doesn't bother me at all if he doesn't like me as a person. That's completely his prerogative. That's absolutely up to him. I'm happy to live and let live. I'm also going to remove the video I did that's titled Mr. TARDIS is a Liar, because it features rather high on the Google results, and since he's retracted his allegation and he isn't still persisting that I made this claim without any evidence to back it up, I don't want this to remain in the Google searches for anyone searching for his channel. It strikes me that if I did, it would be rather ungentlemanly. I'll leave a link to his YouTube channel in the description so you can check out his work. I'm not familiar with it as I'm not a Doctor Who fan, but I would rather if people didn't judge his work on this interaction. His work might well be fantastic, and it might be exactly what you're looking for, so it might be worth checking out. I think I should probably end by saying I would appreciate it if people didn't fight my battles for me. I appreciate that you want to, and that it's very, 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 very heartwarming that people do. It's, you know, I get the feeling a lot of the time it's not for any love of me, it's because you are just not happy seeing a falsehood represented. And I honestly completely understand. I argue people's cases that I've got nothing to do with all the time just because I'm sick of seeing bullshit stand, you know. But the thing is, I do have a large number of subscribers compared to most people, I guess, and you know, I can see how it would get overwhelming. You know, it's not that each individual message is bad, because I mean, he says that he receives some nasty messages, and if that's the case, please don't. You know, please don't send any threats or anything like that. That's always the worst thing to do, and I would absolutely condemn that. But the messages I saw, I didn't actually see any threats or anything. The messages I saw, I want to commend everyone, actually. The messages I saw were always very reasonable, well thought out, and polite. No one was throwing insults or, you know, threats or anything that I saw, and it seemed incredibly civil. And I'd like to say thanks. I appreciate that. And it's, you know, if you've got to go and speak to this person, it's good to know that my subscriber base is generally pretty fucking respectable. So again, if you don't mind not contacting people that I talk about on this channel, I would appreciate that. But if you don't get what I have to say and you're going to do whatever you want, at least please be polite and calm and respectful to the person you're dealing with. You know, be factually accurate, because obviously. but then if you're watching my channel, that's probably what you think anyway. But if you absolutely have to talk to someone, you know, I can't stop you, but I would ask that you remember that the person may well be receiving hundreds of messages saying the same thing, so it could get overwhelming. I know it's just words on the internet, but it'd still be overwhelming if, you know, all, because they're not prepared for a video for me to do, so out of nowhere, just like hundreds of messages saying the same thing and telling them they're wrong probably come up. So I could see how that would be overwhelming. I guess what I would ask is, if you had to find someone, you know, have a look to see if anyone's commented what you were thinking, because the chances are someone already has, and stop about that, so they at least, you know, they don't have like thousands of comments spamming their mentions and stuff. I know what you're thinking as well. That's fucking faggoty. What are you talking about, you faggot? And I completely agree, but I didn't set the rules, and I have to play the game if I want to win it. So, but again, I don't want people to feel like I'm berating them or anything like that, because I didn't see any comments that I would see any reason for anyone to take personal dissatisfaction with. You know, they were just criticism, as far as I saw on his page. And I'm honestly really, really surprised, to be honest. I mean, you know, it's the internet. But yes, thanks very much to Mr. TARDIS Reviews for apologising. I've left a link to his channel. He does Doctor Who reviews, just in case for some reason you hadn't noticed. And if you like Doctor Who, I'm sure he's very good. No hard feelings on my end. And thanks, everyone, for being so civil. Take care.